Welcome everyone. Continue with Pel Yoitz, Shin number 15, discussing Avas Atzmoy, the responsibility to take care of yourself. Literally, the words are Avas Atzmoy, love yourself. Lachain, we've been learning, don't put yourself in a dangerous situation. Lo yamayid odom b'makom sakona, don't stand in makom sakona. Practically speaking, you're waiting to cross the street. Wait on the sidewalk. Sounds like very obvious, right? Well, there's certain communities, the minhag is, you wait 2-3 feet in the street. I've seen it. The minhag, and then when the car comes, the minhag is also to take steps backwards. Because the car is coming. I know it sounds right. I see it. Like, I'm wondering, like, wait a second. You're waiting for the light, the cars are coming. Why 2-3 feet in the street? If you're not sure which communities are, you want to know, call me afterwards. I'll tell you afterwards. L'chein lo yamay dodom b'makom sakon k'gon b'drochim shehei mesukonim oy derech yamin horois elim kein hu muchach behechrech gomer mishum k'dei chayev. A person should try to avoid dangerous directions, dangerous roads, seas, rivers, as much as possible, unless he needs to go for parnasa. He has no choice. And then, of course, he has to be as careful as possible. You hear what he says here? He says, if you're traveling in a place that might be dangerous, you bring armed guards. Okay? You bring armed guards. That's what he says. Why? Because you want to do things according to the rules of nature as much as possible. And if it's a dangerous place you're going to, make sure you have protection. If you could go by dry land as opposed to going by sea, then don't go by the sea. Now, those days they didn't have airplanes. Shame yois musukon, because the sea is more dangerous. Any way you can minimize the danger, that's what you should do. And furthermore, let's say a person goes a dangerous direction and he gets nitzel, he gets saved. It doesn't get saved totally, because you know what just happened? The mitzvahs that he did that protected him and saved him get detracted and subtracted from his account. And up there in the Olam Haba, in the world to come, and his reward will be less now. Who? No one wants that. If it's possible to lessen the sakana, the danger with money, or with a little more burden, one who is careful to do so will be rewarded. And the praise and the benefit is more than the expense. And the fulfillment of the mitzvah of taking care of yourself, I'm very careful to take care of myself. I go out at night, I put on my reflector. It's very simple. So this way the cars can see me. Via sholem begufoy, sholem b'mamoinai, and the person will be sholem physically, sholem financially. He says we'll discuss this topic more at length when we get to Shmira Yemei Hashem. Now we're up to Aleph. Shin, if we do a quick calculation, is all the way at the end of the Aleph base. So we have some time in between to learn a lot as well. Let's finish over here the piece of Avas Atzmoy, and he discusses here Avas Gufoy Ki Hu Kli Shoris LaHashem. We have to love ourselves, and we have to remember that our body is a Kli Shoris. It's here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like I was told, Rabbi Levi spoke about Erev Shabbos Parshas Truma. V'ikir Ava And it all stems, loving yourself all stems from Avas Hashem. Why? Because if I love Hashem, I'm going to acknowledge that Hashem gave me my body to serve Hashem. So I can't destroy myself. I'm here to serve Hashem. Just like a person who has an item that he likes a lot. He bought himself a fancy pen. He's going to make sure to take care of that pen. Every time he finishes using it, he puts it back in the case. Then he puts that case in his pocket. He's very protective of this pen. Shall he shabru? Shouldn't break. Why? Because he loves himself. He wants that pen to look good. He wants to use it when it's no nicks and cracks. Kach yakbir agufay nishmasoy. Yoisev yoisish lo yitanfu lo yishavru. Shem kli sharis l'sharis ben lefnei ha'odon Hashem. Therefore, we have to take our body and protect ourselves because we love Hashem. And we have to be able to serve Hashem physically, mentally. That's why we have to take care of ourselves. Why? With the mindset to be able to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu properly. And this should be our intention. This should be our intention when we go out for a walk, when we do exercise, when we try to eat healthy, and all the things that we have to do to be able to serve Hashem properly with our guf and our neshama. And Hashem should be there to protect you, to serve Him properly.